When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I was going to sing a Christmas carol, but then I was like, oh, wait, are we going to get dinged?
You came in way too low, way too low. I don't think you get dinged for podcasts, do you?
No, I don't know.
Somebody needs to tell Steve, because like all his stuff is like, he was playing like the Lost theme and shit.
It was.
Christmas,
Man, Merry Christmas.
Ooh, this is the roughest intro we've ever done. And that's your Christmas gift, everybody. Welcome to the magical, fun-filled Krimbus episode.
You know what's crazy?
I've only seen answers. What?
This is literally coming out on Christmas Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course it is, because we recorded it on Christmas and we just uploaded it right after, of course.
We're literally here on Christmas morning.
Yeah, I'm away from my family. I came here to record it.
Why? Why would you be with them?
Why? It's gross.
You know who we abducted from their family also?
Yeah, you don't get to go back. It's Raina. Yeah. Welcome.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
Merry Christmas.
It's a pleasure to be here on Christmas Day.
Yes.
This is the year that I learned that Kris Kringle is a real thing.
That,
is that weird?
That St. Nicholas or well, Kris Kringle?
Well, I don't know. Okay.
I thought Kris Kringle was like, go on.
See, you don't know. Well, I don't know either. But I thought Kris Kringle was like a joke, and I didn't know that that is the other name for Santa, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah, and as a foreigner, my mom didn't know the answers. So I had no idea, and I thought like, it was something that kids made up to trick me, so I never thought it was real. And then Mike told me this year that Kris Kringle is a real thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, so you
can validate?
He's
not tricking me,
no,
too?
He's not.
A 20-year joke? Okay.
No, but that is a... It's not a great joke.
It's not a great joke.
But that sounds like... joke, that does sound like a kid's prank, though. It's like, Kris Kringle, come on, Raina, say it.
Why is that his name?
You could do a whole episode on like all of Santa's names and how we obtain them.
Yeah, there's way too many.
Yeah.
We should do a whole...
That's a great idea.
Man, we should have done a whole Santa episode where you go into the different Santas, because there's a
Next year, that's a good one.
There's a bunch of weird and racist Santa.
Yeah. Isn't the German one scary? Doesn't he like take children?
Well, we talk about that. That's the evil Santa that's in Germany, Krampus.
Yeah. Okay,
Regular Santa also exists.
Regular Santa.
He doesn't replace Santa.
There's, I believe Denmark has or maybe it's Netherlands, they have a Black Peter.
Black Peter, there you go. Black Tom is an X-Men villain.
It's a slave boy that helps deliver presents. And there's a big festival where they all do blackface. Anywho,
we're gonna do all the Santas. Oh, real quick though, before we get into all the Christmassy goodness.
Everyone has a present. Look, open up your phone, there's a present inside. Break it open.
I'm DJ Wooldridge at DJ Talks Trash, every place that matters.
I'm Santa.
That's Santa. Raina, for the kids at home that might not know who you are.
Hello, I'm Raina Scully. I make really bad YouTube videos.
Yay.
That's debatable.
And you can find me shitposting on Twitter at Raina Scully. It's my favorite pastime.
Nice. Yes. Very cool.
Shitposting?
Shitposting.
Not ship posting.
Not shit. Oh, that too, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, I have a lot of characters I like, and I want them to get together.
Make out.
If you want to know where to follow this podcast on social media or where to listen to it, I mean, you are listening to it, but also other places, you can go to onlystupidanswers.com, where not only do we have all our social media there, we have all the places this podcast posts.
Like iTunes, like Spotify, iTunes, Google Play Music,
iHeartRadio.
Yeah, and then like 9 others.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I'm not downloading those apps. Yeah. I don't know where they are. I'm not getting them.
And if you want to tweet us, you can tweet us at Twitter at onlystupidanswers.
Yank out the vowels from stupid. Also Reddit, because the Reddit community is wonderful. reddit.com/r/onlystupidanswers. And you know what? Since we're coming to Christmas, may I say a quick thank you?
Yes.
I want to say a thank you to the Reddit community, because they made it all by themselves. There's like 4 to 7 people that like constantly are like updating it, and they like update the themes and they add more information, and they make regular posts every single week. I want to say thank you to you guys. I don't know your names, but you're there. Yeah.
Those
I appreciate you.
The best Reddit posts, though, when they're organic.
They are.
Yeah, they're the best.
It's really cool. And I want to say thank you to everyone who made the Slack community. That one died. That one died, and I apologize.
Way to bring the mood down.
We did. No, Slack is like blowing up. Because you can do like hashtags, and it makes a little like thread.
Yeah. Yeah.
They made a whole Only Stupid Answers Slack, and I think in 2018 I want to start using that more. But anyways, I just want to say Merry Christmas. Thank you.
I want to broaden to it to everybody that listens to us and support us. We've had a banner year for the podcast.
Truly,
and you guys are amazing, and I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
But also, one of the things we love that you guys do is you give us 5-star reviews on iTunes, and we like to read those.
Makes our week.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Sam, you want to take this first one? This is my Christmas gift to you. You want to take this first one?
Yes, it's 1, 2, 3 TDA. Nerd
ta-da.
Love.
Huh? Maybe ta-da?
Ta-da. Ta-da. We'll say ta-da. 1, 2, 3, ta-da. Nerd love, 5 stars. Best nerd podcast out there. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Bast.
Bast.
Bast. B-A-S-T.
Isn't that a cat god?
Bast?
Bast.
Bastet. It's, do you watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
I mean, I have.
You haven't.
There's a lot of, it's like South Park. Like, have you watched it? Like, yeah, for like 5 seasons, and it's gone on for another 5 seasons.
Mm-hmm. They're going on to season like 12 or 13.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you for that comment. We have another one here coming up right.
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
Sun Devil 2013. God freaking damn it.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he's very excited. 5 stars. I can't believe I waited so long to listen to this podcast. This is just the thing I need after SourceFed Nerd RIP was canceled. Listening to Sam and DJ talk passionately about all things nerdy is just the thing I needed this summer. I even started reading Spider-Woman because Sam suggested it, and now I'm hooked. Sam and DJ are my favorite people right now, and I can't wait for each week's new episode.
That was really sweet, and also RIP Spider-Woman because they canceled that series, and that was the first time I got emotionally connected to a series that got canceled. It was about Spider-Woman and she had a baby, and it was about it being a single mom, and I was like
wait, and it got canceled?
It got canceled because people didn't read it. Also, there's like 15 Spider-Man titles, so it's
a narrow community maybe.
Yeah,
I understand why you got so emotionally connected to a single mom.
Yeah. It was cool. And guys, really quick, since it's the time of giving and thanks and whatnot, not Thanksgiving, the other one, we want to say a quick thank you to our friends over at Blue Apron. We did it together. That's very fun because for 8 weeks, and that's ending on February 26th, Blue Apron is teaming up with Whole30 to bring you delicious recipes, and their menu will feature 2 Whole30 approved recipes each week, like the Mexican spice barramundi with avocado, or the Togurashi chicken lettuce cups with avocado, or the kale and sweet potato salad. Ooh, boy, does that sound delicious. Kickstart your new year with Blue Apron and Whole30. And if you guys don't know anything about Blue Apron, if you've missed us talking about our friends over Blue Apron before, Blue Apron delivers fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and step-by-step recipes right to your door that can be cooked in under 45 minutes, and their menu changes every week based on what's in season and is designed by Blue Apron in Blue Apron's in-house culinary team. And Blue Apron offers 12 new recipes each week, and customers can pick between 2, 3, or 4 of them based on what fits their schedule. And don't worry, Blue Apron sends only non-GMO ingredients and meat with no added hormones. Can you attest to this, DJ?
I can. If you're listening to that and you're like, wow, man, that food sounds intimidating. It sounds maybe a little too highbrow for me.
I've only made ramen.
Yeah, exactly. Like
us.
No, it gives you easy to follow instructions, and there's a bunch of options. Like I love the burgers. There's a bunch of different. I had a burger with a pretzel bun.
Excuse me. How dare you? That sounds delicious.
Yeah, no, it's. How about you?
Can I brag for a second? Yes. I made a pizza that had 2 different types of potatoes on that. Did you know that there are purple potatoes?
I did not.
They're delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious. Let me translate that. It was very, very good. How can they get in on this little treat, DJ?
Well, Blue Apron is treating Only Stupid Answers listeners to their first 3 meals, a $30 value with your first order if you visit blueapron.com/stupid. So check out this week's menu and go and get your $30 off with free shipping. Love that free shipping at blueapron.com/stupid. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Now back to the episode. Anywho, we're gonna open up this episode like we will open up most of ours with what we're into this week, but it's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
If we're not watching Christmas stuff, we're gonna go straight to hell. So we're gonna go ahead and talk about Christmas stuff.
Real quick though, Raina, you might actually be into some stuff this week before we go into Christmas stuff.
Ooh, before we go into Christmas stuff. Okay, so it's not Christmas.
Yeah, you can pimp anything.
Pimp anything. Cool. Yeah. Thank you so much. Well, I guess The one thing I do want to pimp is the fact that I was in an anime this year. Yay. Very proud of it. It's the one thing I accomplished this year. Very excited. The anime is called Urahara. It aired in October earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's December right now.
Uh-huh. It's Christmas Day.
It's Christmas Day right now. And I'm in episode 2 and 3 as a radio DJ.
That's
which is
awesome.
Funny, isn't it? And it was weirdly challenging because I didn't get to shoot it in Japan with the directors. I had to Skype them, and it was very tedious and very, that part was not fun.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it was overall really cool. And being a part of the original anime, like in Japanese with the other voice actors, was like the coolest thing ever. And seeing your name in the credits, like in English, was definitely like one of the dopest things.
That's amazing. That's cool. So you're not, it's not like you're voicing the English dub. You're in the... That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
really
in the original
cool.
anime. But can I complain about one thing?
Do it.
I mean, sure.
Well, okay, so Funimation does the dub.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, like, I don't have an agent or anything. I'm just, like, out there floating around on YouTube.
Yeah,
same.
Right?
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
So I didn't know how to approach having them come to me to do the voice for the dub, because I was like, oh, that'd be so cool if I did the voice in Japanese and in English, because I'm bilingual, like that's kind of the point.
Yeah.
They never reached out to me, and I didn't reach out to them because I didn't know like how that worked.
Yeah.
And it turns out that I was supposed to reach out to them.
Ooh. Whoops.
So some person, oh, I don't know, did my voice in English.
Some trash person, probably couldn't do it right.
Oh my god. But yeah, I'm like, that was the one thing that like kind of it didn't shock me. I was just like, oh,
you didn't just email like the EP or whatever, like, hey, man.
Hey, well, also, to be fair, it's an animation. You can kind of, if you're dubbing it, you could probably go back later, just drop the file in there.
I could probably just like Dropbox it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like 9 versions of it. Go ahead and throw it in there.
Yeah, any of them. I match the timing and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because you said it.
I mean, I'm the one that said it.
Well, that's awesome, though. That would be very flattering. Like, you know, Young Justice, it's a DC animated series coming out. If they hit us up to be a part of it, I'd probably cry and die.
Who would you voice?
They should
all
hit
of them.
You up. All
right.
Of them.
No, but no, who would you? Who's not been shown that you could voice?
That's tough.
I've been consistently told by people that I should get into voice acting by people that I assume don't understand how voice acting works.
No, they do not.
But why not? You have such a sturdy, deep voice.
I do, but I'm not an actor.
No, it doesn't matter.
Oh, I feel like it does, doesn't
no,
it?
Have you ever watched like Futurama where they make fun of themselves for being voice actors? They're like, I'm doing nothing and something at the same
time.
Don't
get me wrong. I would love to. I just feel like it takes a real skill to be able to project so much just through your voice.
Yeah, but I thought so too. And that's why I felt like it was really daunting. But I think that's kind of like a misconception that everybody has. You're just supposed to have like a tweaked version of yourself.
Mm.
So you kind of still sound like yourself, unless you're Seth MacFarlane, obviously.
Yeah.
But so long as you have like different, I guess, like versions of whatever your voice is, like there's like an excitable version of you, which is like bubbly DJ.
Yeah.
And then there's like, you know, dad DJ. You know, like so long as you kind of have your own variants, it's really all it takes. And it's not, I don't know, it's weird because like there's no overacting when you voice act.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound corny or weird, actually.
Yeah
it sounds like really on point.
When I've directed stuff, you know, the best example I can think of, I was shooting something and a guy was supposed to be shot and there was blood on the ground. And so we put the amount of blood that looked reasonable. And then on camera, you're like, ooh, we should have pushed it more. We should have done, because on camera, it just reads us not a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like
a splash. So it's always good to like just push it a little bit higher than necessarily you think, just to make it really play.
I was doing a photo shoot with somebody and he's like, no, you got to just exaggerate all your facial expressions because it's not going to read on the camera because it's actually far away. And I was like, are you sure? I would just do small ones. I'm like, oh, it looks like I'm asleep.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, all right, fine, I'll do bigger ones. Still, I mean, to be fair, the night before I did not sleep before the photo shoot, so my eyes were really bloodshot and I didn't shave. So it wasn't a stellar photo shoot, but I learned something. And
I'm still trying
to
figure out who you should play in Young Justice. All the Flash family's basically been, how about you could do Dawn of Dawn and Dawn.
There you go.
Barry's kids.
There you
future.
Go. That's what everyone's clamoring for.
What
that's
exactly.
the one. Dawn and Dawn.
It could be any age.
It's because time travel bullshit.
Oh, you're good.
They could,
you're good.
They could be any. Does it sound like a Dawn to you? Let us know in the comments down below.
Who could I voice for Young Justice?
Do you want to
I think a bad guy. I feel like if I had decided...
You'd make such a good bad guy.
I thought about it the other day that if I had decided to get into acting, I definitely would have gotten jacked as fuck and gone into specifically for bad... Because I'm so tall.
You like, are. I'd
have me be the muscle.
Like an enforcer.
Yeah. Like yeah. I'd learn. I'd start doing stunt stuff. And because that would be my... Because I don't have like... I don't have leading man looks, but I could kill it as a bad
leading,
guy.
Leading villain looks.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And especially in that straight... a lot of the... classic action, the way we used to make action films have found a new home on straight to DVD. Like straight to DVD is kind of like the go-to for real action movies now. Mm. And I could probably lead one of those.
Yeah.
Just as long as I could do the stunts and look cool doing it.
Ooh, hell yeah. No. I remember, I forgot if it was Christmas or something, you wore a leather jacket once and it was like, maybe it was more like a duster, is that what they're called? They're like long, like kind of trench coat-y?
I did one Halloween. I did Mad Max.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. Yeah. Oh, you looked so brooding. Yeah. Definitely villain type.
Yeah,
definitely.
I could do the villain. So
I'm really trying to think.
I could be a Nan, like from Zod and Nan. Like
oh, Donald like Zod. The dude. Yeah. Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah. I'm trying to think. Like maybe you could be like a new god or something like that.
That would be dope.
You'd be Orion. Do Orion.
That's way too top tier. You get a real voice actor for Orion, but I'd love it.
Hey, you could do it. I believe in you. But Christmas. It's Christmas time. What's your favorite Christmas movie that you like to watch? What do you recommend and what are you into?
I love the Santa Claus. I think the best Christmas movies are the ones that tap into the fact that even though it's a holiday of lights, it takes place in the winter when things are... It is like the little light around in the darkness, you know, because it's winter. It's when things are dead. So you have to have that little bit of darkness in there. And so I think the Santa Claus, the first Santa Claus, the second, the following Santa Claus are very much just straight kids movies. But that first Santa Claus, like kids dealing with the divorce and all that stuff, there's just a
and
little
also
bit
it's
of...
a little scary.
Yeah. he kills the first Santa Claus.
He does also
yeah.
in his whole life is rewritten because of it, and he's like, well, too bad, you gotta take over this person's life now.
Yeah.
Imagine if that happened, like somebody accidentally murdered someone and you start turning into like the car accident victim, like
God. Oh my god. Yeah. Why you have to be the
oh my god
version?
Could we do that? I got a short idea. We
exactly.
gotta do that.
It'd be crazy.
It's like Santa Claus meets
just normal life
Drive.
It'd actually be Santa Claus meets Thinner.
There you go.
Yeah, where the Stephen King thing where that guy gets cursed and he just can't help but lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible.
But I think my favorite Christmas movie has to be Muppet's Christmas Carol. I always feel like...
Is it also like a nostalgia factor?
You maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I just think it's... I think it's one of the best adaptations of the Christmas Carol I've seen. I think beyond the literal Christmas story of baby Jesus, it is like... Christmas Carol is like the quintessential... like Christmas story. And I just, and again, it has a little bit like Michael Caine as Scrooge. Perfect. You have the Muppets around to bring the levity. You have Gonzo as Charles Dickens to bring in some of the actual text from the book. But you have a little bit of that scariness, a little bit of that sadness, a little bit of that, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you. Yeah. I've never seen it, but I get it.
You've never seen Muppets Christmas Carol?
No.
Movie night.
Well, we get to see. We have, but after the last episode, there's been many movies suggested, and we don't have time to watch any of them.
You have to watch Office all over again.
Well, at least the Christmas episodes. No. I got to watch those.
Oh my God, how many times have you watched The Office? Nope.
Let's throw a guess out.
Seven.
I can go with seven. I can live with that.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll live with that.
It's only 10 seasons.
It's probably more.
Was it 10 seasons?
No, 9.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that'd be only
unreasonable.
9.
For me, I love watching... I mean, I have my movies, but I do like watching some Christmas specials for TV shows. Bob's Burgers is my favorite because they really nail the holiday feel for a lot of their episodes.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite Christmas episodes of theirs is Bob gets called to Mr. Fishoder's house, who's played by Kevin Kline. And he's like this rich, like crazy man, and like him and a bunch of other of his rich like megalomaniacs, they have a Christmas gingerbread contest every year, and like they get Bob to try to make the shitty one so he could lose, but if you win you get to go play with a baby polar bear at the zoo, and so he wants to get that for his kids, and it becomes like this big thing where like, but also they're all kind of crazy and funny, and they're like they're all threatening to shoot each other at the same time, and Bob's like
wow.
It's kind of like a creepy club of these weird rich, you know, cartoon people.
Really it's a really fun episode to watch. But for movies, the movies that I actually watch for Christmas time. Yeah. They're not Christmas movies. I always watch Die Hard.
Classic. Oh, hell yeah. That's a Christmas movie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We were having a talk a while back, and you said Die Hard's not a Christmas movie.
You can definitely watch it for Christmas. It just wasn't what I was looking for at the time.
Mm.
I wanted a more traditional.
You wanted a Christmas movie.
Yeah, but
not
like,
something that took place during Christmas, but is the best Christmas movie.
Yeah, but I'm never going to argue with like having a tradition of watching one of the best movies of all time. Like, watch Die Hard, man. Like, go for it.
Die Hard is such a fun Christmas movie. We watch it every single year. Like it's the one time everyone just shuts up.
Yeah.
Like you sit down, you watch it. I had another movie in my head, but it just totally escaped me. But for Christmas movies, Elf. Elf is like it's the one you got to watch. It's,
hell yeah!
It's also one of Will Ferrell's like best movies because they kind of started to get a little weird and like self-absorbed. They lost their magic a little bit, and that was at like the peak, and Jon Favreau directed it, and he's in it, and like James Caan is really good in it, and I think who's the mom in it? The mom, I'm totally blanking.
I forgot who she is but she's good in everything as the mom. Is she also the mom in Step Brothers?
I think so.
Yeah.
She's in Last Man on Earth?
Yeah, she's Doc's new wife in Back to the Future Part 3.
I think that's...
I think that's who it is. But no, Elf is the one I always go to.
Yeah.
Mary Steenburgen?
Yes, that is who it is. She's not a household name, but that is the person.
Yes. She's incredible.
She's lovely and very talented.
She's a perfect
so funny.
Mom.
Yeah, she's really good. Let me see if there's anything else. Raina, you go.
Well, Elf was definitely mine. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely my favorite. I love everything about it. It's so pure, I think, is what it is.
Yeah.
And I tend to like cartoons more than live action movies.
Same.
And that movie, like, I feel like is basically a cartoon, but not.
Yeah.
But the physical comedy in it is so funny. Like, I can't get over when he gets hit by his first taxi and his whole body just goes over the taxi. Like, everything about that movie is perfect. And also the fact that he's kind of, I like when the main character is kind of like an alien and they don't know what to do with Earth and people and the city, and they don't know how to like deal with it. So I always love seeing that kind of deconstructed in like New York City of all places.
My favorite was when he eats the gum off the railings because he's like, it's freaking candy, like, because where he's from, there is candy everywhere.
There is free candy everywhere. I like the fruit spray when it's a perfume and fruit spray. Everything. I like how genuine it is. And it's like he's Christmas in a nutshell, and he just wants it to happen, and he wants everybody to be into it. So that's my favorite. The Santa Claus is amazing. That's definitely nostalgic for me. I think it's the first Christmas movie I went to go see with just my mom. So I love that movie. Didn't quite get it when I was young, though. I didn't like really get that, like, he dies. Like Santa dies and he has to take over his body. Like, that's weird.
it's like a surprising, the older you get, you're like, oh wow, this is dark. Actually,
it's like, oh, and they're like you said, like, oh, and they're getting a divorce. Is rough, and they're like fighting for the kid. I'm like, oh. Let's see what else. For anime, my favorite Christmas episode that's in an anime has to be Toradora, which is about like this high school relationship. It's really long drawn and silly, and it just plays on a bunch of tropes, but it's self-aware, so I really enjoy it. That Christmas episode is like kind of a Christmas arc and a saga, because that's when like all the romantic things happen. So I love that.
Nice.
Yeah, Christmas is very romantic in Japan. It's not religious at all. It's only there to celebrate like happy things and to like give each other presents and love and bang, I guess.
I
was gonna ask you about because I believe you said before Christmas is like a big deal in Japan, but I was wondering,
in
like,
a different
how
way
did that happen? Like, how did that, you know what I mean? Because like it's like we like
why Western, such a Western thing?
Did such a Western thing become such a big deal there?
Well, Japan in general romanticizes a lot of what the U.S. does. I think this is getting a little bit like sociopolitical, but
please
like
do.
ex-World War II, Japan definitely has a superiority complex with the U.S.
Why?
So because I like how Malik,
guys, don't worry, it's okay.
There's like this really weird sense of like, like they're not afraid of Americans, but there's kind of this like big brother aspect. It's like, okay, like we know we're inferior to you, but like we think you're cool, like we know to follow your steps now, kind of thing. And it's not supposed to be like really horrible or creepy, it's just kind of what happens after a war. Like there has to be a winner and a loser, so
especially a we kind of did something bad. Yeah. We kind of did some extra bad. Yeah. But yeah. Uh-huh.
But I mean, it is also like partly Japan for not forfeiting earlier. Mm-hmm. You know, there is like, there's kind of fault everywhere, and mm-hmm. Japan realizes that. But because of that, we romanticize a lot of Western things, especially in like the modern age, and especially something like Christmas is not only like almost iconically European and American, mm-hmm. so Japan just kind of sees it as like a token or like an icon of being almost Western, mm-hmm. And celebrating things that are kind of through and through for other Westerners. But this is actually very funny. I think I talked about it on SourceFed, but KFC did a very viral marketing campaign way back in, I think it might be late 80s or so, but they associated a traditional American Christmas, yeah. with fried chicken, mm. and strawberry shortcakes, which is so bizarre. But like, even visually, I think that matched up to what like the Japanese thought was an American Christmas. Like, oh, yeah. like fried chicken in front of a fireplace with like I don't know. I know.
Sorry, not to judge, but just thinking that I'm like, because you're already like sweaty when you eat fried chicken, yeah. no matter where you are.
Specifically KFC. Yeah.
I must say though, KFC in Japan is delicious. Uh-huh. I will give them that. It actually tastes very, very good.
Oh, wait, are you trying to say that KFC is better in Japan?
It is.
I How buy so? That.
I mean, the chicken is a real chicken, first of all, okay. and it doesn't have like six different colors inside of it.
Okay.
And the
That's
chicken,
the Christmas colors.
Right, my bad, yeah. my bad. It's kind of like having a fruit cake, you know?
Yeah,
is that
yeah.
what they're called?
Oh yeah, yeah. They're rough. Yeah, they're rough.
Ooh, you can't swallow that. Mm-hmm. Why are they hard? Why are the gummies hard in there?
I don't know. I don't know what the gummies are.
I know. Why are they gummy?
Listen, none of us understand fruit cake. We're not going to unravel that on this podcast, unfortunately.
But yeah, so Japan has this very bizarre idea that is what Christmas looks like in America.
Mm-hmm. I wish more people had taken advantage of, gone to other cultures where something's not a big deal and given them this like bizarro version of like a KFC in front of the fire. That's what all Americans do. Like you go to like Singapore and you're like, guys, this is what Halloween is. You put your pants on your head, mm-hmm.
and you do a handstand.
Well, you put Levi's on your head. Yeah. Ooh, you're going to have a brand
behind
you.
You've got to have an American brand
there
on
you
your
go.
Head.
So I was, there's this... totally blanking on the show, but they were talking about what Christmas used to be when Christmas shifted, be like when you, going back like thousands of years to shift to like Saturnalia and like what Saturnalia used to be, and how Christmas wasn't a Christian holiday at all. It mm-mm. was associated with it, but it was like this night where everyone would just get blackout drunk, and they would like people get in fights and they'd gamble, and like it just basically became like it was like a huge like celebration. And that when the Puritans came over to America, they said no Christmas, and Christmas didn't exist until like the 18-somethings, like the 50s to the 80s. Like it wasn't a thing. And then finally, like they started to commercialize it, and it became a Christian like holiday, and then it became more stoic. And like honestly, when you start reading about Saturnalia, it sounds like crazy, but like it became less fun a little bit. It became less of a party, and it became more of like coming together and you're calming. Everyone calms the fuck down, and we like.
See, I'm all for that.
No, I am too.
You
still got the alcohol.
You still got the eggnog.
Yeah, yeah. But no, I did like that idea. Reading about that, I'm like, man, I kind of want to go somewhere that still does that. Like that would be really just for one night. Yeah. It's
what
like
is Saturnalia though? Like, what are you celebrating?
It's a solstice.
Winter. Okay, so you're kind of like winter turnover time.
Basically, you're like celebrating like harvests and stuff like that. And
okay,
like, definitely will be corrected on this on Christmas Day.
Yeah,
all good. Teach us.
Yeah, I it comes with the time because it's darker. Harvest is down, so it's a way. It was probably a way to get spirits up with like, hey, I know we're not making crops, and we're all afraid that we're going to starve to death, but.
Hey, but alcohol, all the bad fruit turned into alcohol, so let's go ahead and drink it.
But I think that's one of the things that I really like about Christmas, because I grew up in a very Christian household, and so I attribute a lot of, there's a part of me that really attributes a lot of beauty to the Christmas story, although realistically, a part of that belief system, Easter's way more important, but beyond the Jesus story and all that stuff, the idea again of that light and the dark, the idea of celebrating in where the nights are longest and the days are shortest, and I also really like cooler weather, so that's helps me too. All the aspects of it, the pagan stuff that was in there, the Christian stuff that was in there, the even the commercial shit that's in there to a degree, it's all I appreciate all of it.
Yeah.
And it makes it, it's a special time of year, you know?
I also really like just the smell of the Christmas.
Also, the smells are great. And also, you get presents, which is probably another reason why I loved it growing up.
Why it was a great memory, always.
There are, DJ, you pulled up some pretty fun traditions from around the world.
Do we want to go, you want to go straight into the tweets and then maybe we can pick up some traditions?
Let's do it.
So we tweeted out to our fans to see what, because we've talked about Christmas before, but like globally.
Yeah.
What are some of the, because it's all over the world and totally. Everybody celebrates it differently. And we got some great responses. Jasmine D'Souza at Jasmine Souza 4. My fave holiday is Holi in India. You basically wear white clothes, throw colored powder at each other, and dance. It's a tradition that's been westernized in things like the Color Run, etc., but that's a whole other topic. And she put this GIF and it looks like a blast. Like they're just throwing these colored powder. It looks amazing.
That's so cool. And you wear white?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
So cool.
I love that, like, purposefully damaging the white clothes. Yeah.
No, that's pretty cool. Everyone sent us a bunch of really cool traditions. But I was trying to think if I do anything, if our family does anything
particularly
personally. Like special.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like they, I thought it was just us, but then I realized that you could just buy these at Hallmark. But you know, like the little pickle ornament, and you can put like, you guys.
Yeah, the like, Christmas pickle.
Yeah, the Christmas pickle.
What?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's this little pickle ornament, like this. It's really cool. And like when you hide it on the tree, or you can even hide it around the house.
It smells?
No,
I don't know what it is.
Your kids got to sniff it out blindfolded. Yeah. They got to find it, like little piggies. No, if you find it, you get like an extra present. You get like which is like candy usually.
Yeah. What is this?
Yeah, you hide the ornament, and like if you, like, whatever kid finds it first, they get it, and that was always fun.
And this is different from Elf on a Shelf. What does he do? Why does he stare at you?
I don't know.
What is he about?
I had no idea what Elf.
I can't wait to get a horror Elf on the Shelf movie. Yeah. Like, listen, or it comes alive.
Yeah. I never understood. I know he's not that creepy, but like the fact that he moves in the night, that's creepy.
No, I'd never heard of Elf on the Shelf until I was an adult. I didn't know what that was.
Oh.
Do you have that as a kid?
No.
Did you do the pickle thing?
My sister's into the pickle thing. The pickle thing. Growing up, our big thing was 12 days before Christmas.
I remembered something too. Go on.
Yeah, we had this advent calendar painted by my grandma because she was a painter. These wood blocks with images.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that you'd flip, and it's funny because it's the same. None of it changes, and we'd always forget what was behind them. The first one's a teddy bear. Last one says Merry Christmas, and I know what the other ones are, but in what order?
Not every year.
Forget. Yeah. But for the last 12 days. I think we either call my dad's the one that does it, so he goes it goes by the moniker of the Christmas fairy or the Christmas elf is the one that like leaves out the little presents, and they're tiny things. Like back in the day, it was a pack of cards. Me and my dad used to collect non-sports cards. Now to the point where they come in these like felt bags. Mm-hmm. So you wake up in the morning, there's a little present on the advent calendar because the whole family would get up and flip the block together.
That's
really cute.
I love that.
We would do as kids. Do you remember Playmobil? This is like when I was young. They had advent calendars, but it'd be like from December 1st to the 25th. But the best were Legos because you could put together the little Legos.
Yeah, and then still make those.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. And I'm an adult and I don't get those. But now I have nephews, so I get to spoil it with them. I'm like, when did you guys get in the advent calendar today? Because it's always different every year. They make different ones, and you pull it out, you open it up, and then you like can build this little thing. And once you build them all together, it makes a big scene.
What?
Yeah, it's super cool.
That is so cool.
Yeah, and I remember loving, like, this would happen every couple years. We'd get like a different stocking. We would just be like, yeah, you want to change up the stocking? I'm like, yes. And that was like the first like piece of ownership I ever felt over something, because I got a SpongeBob stocking, so like SpongeBob was on top of the stocking.
Nice.
And he was holding it, and it was
cool.
It was really cool. It was really fun.
What about you, Raina? Do you have any specific like family specific traditions?
Yeah, I have. They're kind of in chunks. When I was a lot younger, my mom's a floral arrangement designer, and
that's
she's
amazing.
Also, she's pretty cool.
Yeah,
she's weird, she was very controlling of interior designing, like our whole apartment. So every Christmas, I didn't get to put up the tree. She always had to design it, and it was perfect. It kind of reminds me of that Christmas episode of Friends where Monica like always designs the Christmas tree and it's beautiful, and the one year she let everybody do it, it looked like garbage. Like, it looked like rainbow throw up.
Yeah.
So that always reminds me of my mom. But yeah, so unfortunately I never ever got to like put ornaments up on a tree. And then lo and behold, when Mike and I became adults and we moved over to LA, we were too poor to be buying Christmas trees because LA is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So we didn't get a tree until like maybe like 3 years ago from IKEA, but it was like this really skinny, like sad little tree.
It's a Charlie Brown tree.
It was definitely a Charlie Brown tree, and it was one of those where you build it yourself, but like it looks like there are middle parts missing to it, so he's like very frail. So you have to like fill it with like a bunch of, you know, fun ornaments. But because I never had the experience like decorating a tree, I didn't really understand how to do it, and it got tangled.
Nope.
So that's so that's my happy Christmas memory.
We never did real trees. We did
fake trees.
Yeah. And it's just because as a kid I was like, why do I smell like a real tree? But then I realized as an adult, a fake tree makes way more sense. You buy one and you have it forever. And
if you have pets, you can't really be having a real tree.
Yeah. But cats, we still had cats growing up, and they still ran up inside that tree, and we're like, fucking George is up there. Like,
George.
Jorge. He would not come down from that goddamn tree. Probably ate a bunch of it. He didn't live long.
Oh my God.
He didn't live long. He ate a bunch of it. But it was, man, also putting, okay, I just remember by you saying that, I'm like, least favorite thing as a kid is putting on ornaments, because it just, because you're just like, I just want to put them on.
Don't ruin this for me.
I'm sorry, it isn't as fun as you think.
I'm all like, when I have kids, we're gonna do it together.
Oh, your kids will not.
Yeah,
like
for
it.
I usually put up the tree, and then Monica and I put up the ornaments together. Like,
yeah.
I put the tree up. I do the lights thing, mostly because it's frustrating and I get angry, so I do that on my own so I can vent my frustration without annoying anybody. And then the fun part we do together.
Oh, that's fun. It is so frustrating. I learned the hard way as an adult that it's really hard to wrap a tree.
You just buy pre-lit trees. It makes your life so much
easier.
Listen,
they're more expensive.
Exactly. Yeah,
but we talk about how poor we were.
But if you keep it, though, then you can just have it all, save up a little bit, keep it for many, many years.
That investment concept does not work when you're poor.
Yeah, but does it? Can you break it apart? Like the tree now, it breaks down.
It breaks apart. Yeah, you just unplug the sections.
All right.
See?
Fair enough.
Still sounds frustrating. I don't know. That doesn't sound like something we're going to enjoy doing.
No, there were, probably not.
Also, ornaments as a kid, that was another piece of ownership that I felt. Is like, you get like, that's my ornament. Like, that's not like mine, but just like, that's the one I know I asked for. And like, now every year when I pull it out, I'm like, this means something. Like, I have a one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Dope.
One that it dangles and it has like the little fish on it.
Yeah.
And like, I don't even give a shit about that book, but it just, I remember as a kid, I'm like, that's the one I really liked. And I have one like C-3PO one. Even though I'm like not a huge Star Wars fan, I just remember as a kid, I'm like, that's mine. So whenever we do put up ornaments, I do get like this weird attachment to that. And also, I still have all my ones when I was a kid, like when you hand make them.
Yeah.
Like it's like a paper plate with my picture on it with like covering glue. And it's just like, ugly kid.
No, stop it. That means everything.
Yeah, see, you luck out because you're actually still able to celebrate Christmas with your like whole family and your childhood home.
I am lucky. I am fortunate. That is
our families are halfway across the world. We're on our own over here.
Like, they don't really care. Like, I wish, this is so bizarre. I think it's actually because my mom's a little bit weird, but she never saved anything of mine ever. And I don't know where that comes from, but like, it's not like she's like a heartless person. She just doesn't really think that's where memories lie, which is a weird thing to do to a kid.
Weird thing to do
to your single daughter.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I get the unsentimental. I come from a very sentimental household.
Yeah,
I come from a house of pack rats. Like like all my old hand drawn comics that are garbage exist somewhere in a filing folder someplace.
Mm-hmm. I feel like those are so meaningful though. Like Mike is the opposite of me. He was able to and has kept everything, and his parents keep everything. So every time I go home to celebrate Christmas with him, I'm always like, oh, that's so nice. Let's remember more things together.
I think because we had to move out of the house I like grew up in.
Yeah.
There's like most of the stuff I just like sold or just like we donated or whatever.
Stored it in the walls in the old place.
Basically. So I can come back and open up the walls. That'd be a fucking nightmare. Just you break open the walls and just like rotted toys fall out. Yay! I'm home.
we buried the pets in there too. Like the family that owns it now comes home and you're sitting there like, here are the pets.
Yeah.
Open up the wall, a bunch of skeletons
just
come out.
Birds and fish.
Oh my God, ew.
No, I just remember that there's
Merry Christmas.
Now we're in nostalgia territory. I was just thinking that I still have like the one thing that I remember that I still have from when I was a kid. It wasn't even something that meant too much, but it was like a little dog stuffed animal on a keychain, but I took the keychain off when I was a kid. I still have it. It always fit in my hand, and that was always just like, oh, this is so cool. It fits my hand. And sometimes I find it, and I was like, oh, it's cool that I still have this one thing from my childhood.
Yeah.
But somehow it doesn't fit in my hand anymore.
It doesn't. What is it? One day it'll just fall apart, and it's going to be a sad day for Sam.
Yeah.
We have more traditions here.
We do.
In the tweets. I'll take this one from Curtis Bennick at CM712120. In Australia, my family all have a massive barbecue and play a big game of cricket where everyone, even grandma, joins in. This is at Christmas.
Yeah, so because in Australia, it's like summertime.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because on the other side of the planet.
Mm-hmm. Barbecue time. Yeah. That's cool.
That bums me out because part of it, like, and this is weird that in my brain, I associate Christmas with like cooler weather and like snow and like, because I've never lived
that's
in a place
marketing.
That has snow. Yeah, I've never lived in a place that has snow.
Uh-huh. Wait, really?
Yeah, because always... I lived, as far as my memory, like when you're able to remember stuff, Tucson, Arizona, and then Florida, and then here.
Yeah.
Oh, weird. Okay, so I grew up in New Jersey. So, like, aside from my mom not letting me decorate the tree, Christmas was always Christmassy because I was really close to New York City. So I guess that is kind of a thing I used to do. Bryant Park shuts down, and a bunch of these Christmas shops, pop-up shops, open up instead, and they turn the... I guess like a little area into an ice skating rink. Aww. So I used to do that every year, but I worked it, and then I'd work it up until Christmas, and then I'd buy everything. And that was always like just kind of a fun thing I would do. But for me, Christmas is like 100% about literally how Macy's depicts Christmas, which mm-hmm. is like literally red lights on white snow mm-hmm. and like white fences, like that's absolute, and like brick walls and stuff, like that's 100% how it looks over in the East Coast.
Yeah.
So that's weird that it is marketing for.
Yeah,
even.
It is.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I read this and I'm like, that's a bar, you're playing cricket, you're barbecuing, that's not Christmas. And I'm like, what?
What
am I comparing it to in my brain?
It's I know, not like, they got you.
Yeah.
I just remember because I did my Europe trip last year right before Christmas.
Oh.
And every village and any village that's kind of big enough to big cities, they have Christmas markets and they have them everywhere. And they look like cottages. They look like, and they put
that's
fake snow
cute.
On it. And
yeah.
so it's like,
jealous, man.
It's so cool. And they have mold wine and, which is, ooh. or you call it Glühwein, which is more fun to say.
Mold wine sounds bad.
Yeah, it sounds bad, but, it's M-O-U-L-D-E. Yeah. Maybe not the E.
Molde.
But it's you boil wine in a big cauldron with citrus, like rinds and stuff, and cinnamon. And I know when I say boil wine, it probably doesn't sound good to some people who listen, but it's actually, it becomes this like, it when you smell it, you're like, oh shit, that smells like, it literally smells like Christmas.
It's like
it
Christmas
smells exactly.
Sangria.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's great because you can drink a little bit in public when you're in Europe. So you're like, oh, I'll just go ahead and get my, I got like hot wine. And then we just walked around Paris, or we walked around like Brussels or Amsterdam or something like that, and it was so cool. And my favorite, sorry, I have another memory, I'm sorry if I'm sharing too much, but like last year last year when we did Brussels, we stayed with some friends in a village outside of Brussels, and it was like basically they built a college, and the university was all made out of bricks, so it feels like, you know, like a Harvard type thing.
Hogwarts.
And then
it
built out and became a city, and the university was only supposed to be there for maybe 10 years, but because so many people moved in, it became its own city. So
wow.
it like And so the whole thing feels connected like one big organization, kind of.
That's cool.
And so we stayed in her apartment, and it was like this really nice apartment. We walked in like the city center where like the university is, and they had they had all these shops. You can get like Nutella, or you could buy like, you know, cheap purses or like Christmas things. And they also had hot rum, which was good. They had hot Prosecco, and then hot beer.
Hot Prosecco.
It was good. It was real good.
It's like sparkling Prosecco, but it's hot?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It sounds weird. But no, the one I had was hot beer, and like I was like, because the guy made it in a microwave. So I was like,
wait a second. Yeah.
But you can make it at home if you guys want to make it. I did it with, it's apple beer. So you can also do it with apple, like an apple cider.
Mm.
You microwave that for like 30 seconds maybe, and then you get a shot of like cinnamon whiskey. You drop that in, and it becomes like an apple cinnamony kind of Christmassy
like
smell. Yeah. And it's really good. And you get so drunk. so drunk.
Hot alcohol messes you up, right?
Yeah, it gets you. It bites you. You're like, but since it's cold outside, you're not really paying attention. And then you start walking home, and you're like, I don't know where I'm going. Anyway, sorry. We have more tweets and stuff.
Yeah,
but,
we got Brenda at Flute Girl 0422. A popular snack around Christmas time in Puerto Rico is morcilla, Blood sausage. I haven't developed a taste for it, but my folks love it.
With a face of just pain and anguish. Yeah.
Blood sausage is just, you know, blood inside of that sausage skin?
I think it's a type of sausage.
Yeah.
It's like a thicker sausage.
Because I've had,
I'm not going to pretend that I know what it is.
Yeah, I never knew what it was, because, like, in China, there's this, like, blood... This sounds so disgusting. Mm-hmm. It's basically like it's like a block of blood. It doesn't taste like anything. It tastes kind of like liver and onions. That's all it tastes like. Mm-hmm. But it's like, because blood's gelatinous, you can shape it.
What is happening?
I was just
no, it's Christmas, man.
It's Christmas blood cubicles. But I didn't, I don't know what blood sausage is, so I thought maybe it was similar.
Reina, in Japan, beyond KFC, is there another traditional food type stuff? Do they do the KFC
shortcake
in Japan? Is there like anime specials, Christmas specials, where people are just chowing down on fried chicken?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, my
like
goodness.
Every anime ever. First of all, there's always a Christmas episode, much like there's always a beach episode.
Yeah.
And a hot spring episode. But it's always kind of romantic and climaxy.
Yeah.
And it's always, they're always eating KFC. They're always eating strawberry shortcake.
Okay.
And strawberry shortcake is, it's bizarre, but like Japan loves that stuff.
I don't blame
them. Yeah, same. Mainly because I think it looks kind of like snow.
Yeah.
You can make it look like snow. And also like the red and white of the cake is very Christmassy. And even KFC, like their branding is red and white. So that's also very Christmassy. And also Japan's flag is red and white. They think it's made for them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't know. It all works.
It's pretty smart. That's pretty cool.
Is there any, beyond those, is there any other?
Not really. It really is like such a consciously commercial holiday over there.
Okay.
And it's just made. They know it's an excuse to give each other presents. It's an excuse to just celebrate and maybe not necessarily shake off of work, but it's not really anything beyond that.
Growing up, I always preferred, you know, because the big food holiday before that is Thanksgiving, but I'm not a big turkey fan.
Fortunately,
in this household, we do chicken. So that's but for Christmas, we did the honeyed ham, which is rad, and I always love that.
Oh yeah.
But thank God for Monica and her family, because they introduced me to tamales. And that's the best. It's the best. It's the best. It's just the best. It's fantastic.
Good tamales are so good.
As far as like Christmassy foods, like it's one thing I always look forward to now for Christmas, because it's just bomb. It's just really great. Do you have any like Christmas food? Like
Christmas foods. They always get a honey baked ham, like honey baked ham. I'm not a ham person.
Shut up.
I'm not a ham person. I do prefer
turkey. I'll send my turkey to you, and
you'll send me your ham,
and we'll be good to go.
But pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie is holidays.
For sure.
You know, like it's not the holiday. It's not. We do it for Thanksgiving, and we do it for Christmas. And my mom loves making it, and so like she just. Mainly when I say love is she goes over the top with how much she makes, and she makes like 13, and like there's always some, and everyone tries to wake up before everybody else to go and sneak a slice of it and eat it for
That's
breakfast
adorable.
And it's just like no, we already know we're doing this, and like and we always get super bummed when it's gone, and it's just like it's so good. But no, that's my holiday food.
Yeah, I think I just like all fall foods. Anything that's Thanksgiving or Christmas-y, I enjoy.
Yeah.
Potatoes, Stuffing, yes.
Yeah.
Gravy, that's right.
Yeah, gravy over everything.
Yeah, for everything.
You have to put it just everywhere. We got another tweet from nothank_dude, chill, that's their name. In Canada, we make maple syrup snow candy, which sounds pretty cool.
I'm going to be honest with you, Canada sounds magic. I'm just becoming more and more enamored with Canada over the past year. I've just been like, maybe there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe their place.
Oh, shout out to Jake Sarmazian at Jay Sarmazian. He's a big supporter of Only Stupid Answers. Love you, man. My family is from Armenia, and Santa is called...
Gahant Baba?
Thank you.
What is it?
Gahant Baba.
Gahant Baba.
Apologies as well if I pronounce that wrong.
My family has a tradition of dressing one person as Santa on Christmas Eve and then get him drunk. Then we tell all the kids Santa is coming, and he comes in and delivers presents, usually falling over while other family members push and shove him without the kids seeing. I know it sounds messed up, but it's hilarious in person.
Yeah, it does sound kind of messed up.
So
you force someone to get drunk, and then you just push him around.
And
until
it's like a selected person in the family. It's a random person.
Yeah, I also like the little trick he pulls here. He's like, my family's from Armenia. But then he says, my family has a tradition.
Yeah.
This might just be your family. Yeah. This might not be an Armenian thing. Tradition. Yeah. You tried to play us there. I think it might just be your family.
No. Like, and they know in prominent Armenian communities, you just see a lot of people dressed as Santa at the ER that night because they got pushed down the stairs. I did remember one other thing we do. When the famous recession happened, money was a little tight.
The famed
recession, everyone's favorite time. Yeah. My family's like, it got tighter. So we now, every single year, we do gift exchanges instead of getting everybody presents just because family's getting too big. My sister had 3 kids now. It's like, come on. I got 3 kids. We still get the kids presents, but everybody else, we just get one person and we do it. And
That's
the smartest way to do it. Yeah. You also appreciate the present more.
It's pretty cool. And I usually get paired with, I don't know why it keeps happening, but my brother-in-law, my sister's husband, and he's a musician. So I always get to go to Guitar Center or like a weird like thrift store for musical instruments. And I find them just like weird shit. Do you guys know what a cajon is?
Not off the top of my head.
What? Isn't that
balls? No, you're close. But it's that square drum you see acoustic bands sit on, and then they hit it between their legs.
Oh.
But I found a mini one that's like 6 inches tall, and so you can use it for recording sessions. And I'm like, that's so cool. So that was one year. That was fun. I got him a melodica too, which is that weird flute with piano keys on it, and you can play it.
Melodic. Oh, my God. Yeah. I know what that is.
Yeah, they're real fun.
So funny. You're very thoughtful.
I mean,
a little weird, but in the right way.
I just know musicians that, like, he does also sound work for trailers and stuff, so the more weird the sound is, I know he can have more fun with that. So, yeah.
Interesting.
That's super cool.
It's fun.
We got Bitch Please at Going Home with 2 M's.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas in the Philippines is legit. The holiday season starts in September and ends in January.
Whoa!
Malls and radio stations start playing Christmas songs on September 1st. The news will have Xmas Christmas countdowns.
Wow.
100 days till Christmas. One of the weirdest traditions
is... bragging a little bit.
Is Simbang Gabi, which is... Again, apologies. Which is a Catholic mass at dawn, like 3 a.m., from the 16th to the 24th. If you attend all 9 masses, you're granted one wish. Also, lots of tasty snacks and hot cocoa to get after mass. Christmas food is serious business. That sounds like an excuse for, listen, if you come to all of our masses, you get a wish.
Yeah, you get a secret wish.
I don't remember.
Please show up.
No, not to be the bearer of bad news. I don't remember Jesus having wish granting abilities, but you know, it's different.
Yeah.
But that is pretty fun.
So cool.
Yeah, I was thinking that China had like a Christmas type tradition, but they had a Christmas village type thing. My memory got all skewed, and it's not what it is. It's China did this whole thing where they built fake city replicas of cities. Like, they rebuilt all of Paris, and they rebuilt they rebuilt the Eiffel Tower. They rebuilt a bunch of stuff. They rebuilt
smaller versions of it. Like, not
no
what
they're huge. It's like it's
because I was imagining Vegas.
No, yeah. like I'll show you pictures right here. That's Paris in China. They have London too.
What?
And then they have Jackson Hole, Wyoming. But they also redid.
Wait, hold on.
Got to back up. No, you glossed over that one.
No, I don't know why that one. And I have to read more into it.
Paris, London, Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
No, but they also did this Austrian town, which I'll see if I can find it while we keep talking.
Yeah.
But the Austrian town found out right before they did the grand opening, they're like, what the hell? Like, because it's built to scale. Like, everything's the same. It's really weird. Then the mayor came and he was like, I mean, I don't know if I should be mad. Like, this is weird. It's weird.
You should be creeped out.
Yeah, no, but it's a way to, like, save on, like, travel and stuff. Instead of having to fly out of country, you could stay in country, and you get to go see these things. And, like, it's weird. Sorry, but I thought it was a Christmas village. That's why I brought this up, but it's not.
Yeah,
so
I have one small thing to add on to that.
Yeah?
Okay, so earlier this year, obviously this was built throughout time, but earlier this year, Mike told me a story about how the Chinese government was trying to discipline their citizens because every time they go out to visit other countries, there's like a huge complaint about how like rude Chinese people are. And it's like very, it's like a big deal among like European countries and even Japan. Like this sounds like hella racist, but like in Japan, there are certain areas that are like, oh, like please wait in line if you're a tourist and you have like a Chinese passport, because like, first of all, we have to like for tax-free stuff, we have to handle their passports differently. Yeah. So that's A, and that's kind of how they're masking it. But I don't know why they don't really respect the space. Yeah. And apparently it's a thing all throughout Europe, and the Chinese government got really upset, obviously, with their citizens. And they're like, you gotta treat the other countries better. Like, yeah, they're not us. Like, don't treat them like you treat your home or whatever. Yeah. And I kind of feel like this sounds a little bit like a response to that. Like, yeah, don't go to other countries. Yeah. Chill in here.
And chill here.
So what we've learned is that the Chinese are bad at traveling. They've been making replicas of towns all over the world.
Other countries and cities.
Which is very suspicious.
It's
and also,
very creepy.
Apparently, they eat jello blood.
Yeah, jello blood.
Listen, it's a thing. It tastes kind of good.
Here's the one picture of Hallstatt, Austria, but in China.
I see it.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Sorry. Fun fact, here's your Christmas gift. You found out that China has replicas of cities. Also, they are not popular.
I'm sorry. I'm playing footsie with Sam.
No, you're good. But no, like, some people, like, they want people to move in, like, and become, like, a town, but people are like, so far, and like,
it's also real creepy.
Yeah, it is. And like the Paris one's basically abandoned, and it's like, so now when you, like, if when you walk around, like, what if like apocalypse happened and you're like walking through China and you're like, wait, what the hell's happening right now? Why is this here?
Maybe cheaper, instead of shooting in Paris, maybe shooting fake China Paris.
Ooh.
For a movie. Yeah. Maybe get some of those Chinese tax credits.
Exactly.
I believe it's K-A-Y-A, so it's Kaya. At Kaya_says_hi _hi.
Hi.
In Czech Republic, boys whip girls with a tree branch during Easter, so the girls remain young and beautiful. Girls give them color eggs in exchange. And she has this perfect face emoji that's just this kind of like, guys, I can't even
describe.
Wait, look at the microphone and it's that.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait. The boys whip the girls.
Yeah. Boys whip the girls.
And the girls have to give a present back.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, what is this?
You're welcome.
That sounds really, really horrible and hilarious.
Yeah.
I do like this one from Yulva Bremborg. I'm going to just pretend I said that right. In a Swedish city, they always put up a big hay goat, and every year someone burns it down.
What?
I actually saw this.
It's supposed to be burned down.
Yeah. I looked at
it. Not like somebody just keeps sneaking in, like, God damn it. They're like, stop it.
Stop putting
it's
this
hay.
Big
it goes
goat
up immediately.
Yeah. Why do we keep doing this?
Make it out of steel. It won't burn. That's cool, though. You did post an article in the little.
Yeah, thing. I looked at other articles, and one of them talked about the goat that they burned down. It's actually pretty cool looking, man.
Mm-hmm. Is it symbolic? Is it like.
Norse
mythology.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Classic. The other one, and I don't have the article up. You might have it up. They talk about there's this one part of the world that has these shitting logs.
Oh, the Christmas log?
Yeah. So you have a log with somebody with a face painted on it.
Yeah.
And then you're supposed to feed it candy. It's hollowed out. So you put like candy in there, and then the kids go to bed, and then they come out, and there's a present in its place. So it's like apparently you chant to get it to like shit out the present.
And you gotta.
That's
gotta
what's called the shitting log?
Uh-huh.
Actually, the crapping log is one of its nicknames. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's Christmas log. It's in Catalonia. There you go. Spain.
Catalonia also has this tradition where you hide a shitting figure somewhere on the nativity.
That's
which
so funny.
I'm going to be honest with you, the little Baptist boy in me is like, wait a second, maybe don't do that.
That's so funny.
Like,
though.
Part of me finds it hilarious. The other one's like, hey, man, it's the nativity. Put your shitting figure someplace else.
Well, no, we all do that. When everyone's like, you know, when people like talk about like curses and stuff, but with Christianity, you're like, you don't believe it. You're like, just don't do it, though.
Just don't do it.
Like, I don't need you to.
Wait, a shitting. So it's just kind of like a little ceramic figure that's pooping.
Yeah, the example they had in the article was like a Shakespeare with like just a little poop on the
poop on the butt.
Poop on the ground, not coming out of the butt.
Not coming out of the butt. That's no good. Yeah. I see.
And then the big one we were mentioning earlier is Krampus. That's the German, Austrian, Hungarian evil Santa.
Evil. Why is he evil?
Well, the good kids get presents.
Oh, right.
And instead of getting coal, they get tortured.
Taken.
No, I kind of like that idea because growing up, like the Santa story is that you get good kids get presents and bad kids get coal. I kind of like the idea if you offshoot the punishment to another figure. It reminds me a lot of like religions, like you know, where you've got the good, you've got the God, and you got the devil. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I'm pretty into that. That was one of those things that, like, as a young kid coming up wanting to be a writer, I'd read and I'd be like nobody's talking about this. Like, I should do something about this. And now that I'm an adult and people actually read stuff I write, it's too late. Krampus is fucking everywhere. There's movies about it. It's like,
that's a bad movie.
So one of them, the creatures designs are cool.
Oh, really?
The
cool.
Creatures look cool.
I didn't like the movie, though.
The movie's
yeah.
not good.
Yeah.
But the creatures look cool. Mm-hmm. That guy's directing Godzilla 2. So the creatures look cool.
Yeah.
but like that 2012, the idea that like the world's supposed to end in 2012, like was something that people weren't talking about, and now that's come and gone. I can't do anything about that. I wrote in college, I wrote a short story that was about 2012.
What about the Large Hadron Collider? And it was supposed to like create a small black hole, and then it didn't. I thought that was kind of a big deal, and I'm like, why isn't anybody talking about that?
Well, they were, but also scientists are like, just so you know, black holes open up and close all the time, everywhere. They're like, they're microscopic. They just open, close, all the time.
Oh, so we weren't at the brink of our own destruction.
Yeah, but someone did say when it turned on, if you look at this timeline of things, things steadily got worse from, if you look at it from a specific perspective.
Yeah.
So you're like, maybe something happened, but it's like, if you're looking for something
exactly.
Now,
you're able, it's like the Bermuda Triangle. Actually, if you were to put any triangle over any spot of the ocean, you just pick a spot, there'd be a bunch of crashes. The ocean's scary and dangerous. Yeah.
The ocean also, is scary. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, you don't like the
I hate the ocean. It's the worst. Why does it? Why do people? Why are people swimming in it? Why?
You fly over it like 9 times a year to go to Japan.
I am above
though.
It. That's a good point. Yeah. I am above it. I am not in it.
That's something we don't like. I would love to see the world and see more of it. But I hate flying. I hate flying so much. I don't like any part of it, any aspect of it. Yeah. So it's like Japan. Like, how long is your flight?
11 hours.
It's killed. That kills me, man.
Trying to get him to take a Dramamine to knock him out, but he didn't want to.
Yeah, our flight to Austin was about three hours, right before like that. There's always that this wave of panic. Like, I'm stuck in here and I can't get the fuck out.
Oh.
And with Austin, it's like we landed by the time that hit. Like 3 hours is like my sweet spot. Like, cool, I'm out.
Going Here's home must do. Be a nightmare.
Oh, it's not fun.
You got to take a bunch of Tylenol PM. That's what I do. Okay, Dr. Reyna says I take about 3 Tylenol PMs after I eat a lot.
Yeah.
I eat a lot.
Well, that's what we'll do. We'll carb you up.
Yeah.
Let's, we'll
and
knock
I know you
out.
Don't like turkey, but you want something that has that tryptophan in it.
Yeah.
You want something that really stuffs you. Like, you want to, like, carb coma. That's what you want to do. And then you take 3 Tylenol PMs, maybe 4. Uh-huh. And that's it.
I'm a little bit bigger than you are.
Yeah. So sorry. 9. Yeah. There you go. Just kind of grab a handful and just
handful,
shove
just
it in.
Chew on them.
Yeah. Kids, don't, before you do any of that, maybe consult your at home.
Oh, no.
Consult
this is
me.
This is Dr. Reyna. Oh, so I was looking up other. Traditions.
Ooh.
And in the Netherlands, Holland, if you will.
Sounds like the land of Christmas.
I know, right? They have, they have St. Nicholas.
Yes.
And they also have Sidekick, if I may say.
Yes.
Sidekick. And I'm going to give it an attempt to say it phonetically. Nope, go on to the English. It's Black Pete or Black Peter.
Yeah.
And he's a Moor from Spain. That's in the legend.
A Moor?
A Moor from Africa, I believe. There's a festival they have every year, I believe, and people do blackface. And I've mentioned that earlier, and it still happens, and a lot of people criticize them constantly, and I understand why. But they're also like, but tradition. And I'm like... Santa's pretty much good, man. Like, I don't why do you
don't
need
have to do extra.
Yeah. Like, and I also get it because, like, Netherlands, I'm like, you're probably mostly white people.
Yeah,
there.
You probably don't have a single black person that lives in the Netherlands.
And, like, I get that, like, maybe you don't fully understand what you're doing. But it just looks so bad. The optics of it looks bad. Exactly.
You know?
That's what I mean. And, like, I don't know how many times you can keep saying but tradition, because, like, that's not that's a non-answer right now. So, but hey, Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
I like
the
how
thing.
You said he's a sidekick, because when you said that confused me. I was like, oh, a sidekick.
Yeah, it
and
sounds.
Then, yeah,
yeah, it sounds fun, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he comes and helps deliver presents.
Hey, at least he's not throwing bad children in the bags. That would be.
There's some versions of Krampus that eats the children.
Yes,
I know that one.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, whatever you need to do to scare your kids into being good, you know what I mean?
Whatever you got to do.
Kids are scary.
Kids are scary,
man. So we got a few more tweets here. Christian. It's KJOLLR.
But the O's got the cross.
Yeah.
The X through it.
I appreciate you, Christian. As dessert in Denmark, a big bowl of...
Go ahead.
Risalamandi. With one whole almond is put in... on the table, and everyone gets a serving. The one who gets the almond gets a present. You can you cannot just poke at the dessert. You have to use your mouth to find it. That's like the Jesus bread in Mexican culture. There's a little there's a little baby Jesus figurine in the bread that whoever finds it has to cook food for everybody else. Yeah, you bake it in.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
I love it.
I like this one.
I like this one a little bit more.
Mainly
because
it sounds
a food
like
a food.
Yeah, and you get a present. You don't get like a job
every time. that kid almost chokes on the little baby Jesus. Yeah. And they're like, haha, you get a cook for everybody now.
Exactly.
Everyone's just trying not to eat it. They're like, we've kind of narrowed it down to this one spot. Who wants to go for it?
Special Edgelord at Fade LPW511. There's a day in Bali called Nyepi, translate to silent, where you spent the day without electricity, food, and noise.
In hell, parentheses.
Hell for Steve Zaragoza.
Yeah, that's funny.
So funny.
That does sound really cool, though. I don't know, like, just because I've never experienced that. I'm constantly making noise all the time. I can't help it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm always surrounded by things that make noise.
Yeah,
but a day without sound would be really interesting.
Yeah, traditionally, the Sabbath in traditional, like, Judaism thousands of years ago, it's like the man would go to like a room and sit silently together to think about God and whatever. But my family always had a thing called a snow day, which was we're pretending like we're snowed in. Obviously, we never lived in a place that had snow, but we're pretending like we're snowed in. We're not going anywhere, just us and the family dicking around with our presents, and that's the day.
That's so cool. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, so we have one more tweet here that I wanted to read from Josie Zipfel at Josephine Marie _. I did a school report in Iceland trolls leave gifts in kids' shoes for 13 days leading up to Christmas. And also, Iceland has multiple Santas. They have a bunch of Santas, and I found this out because when I was going to Europe, I did a layover in Iceland, which made me very happy because Iceland just seems like a cool place. Yeah. But during it, they had ceramic giant Santas everywhere, and like one of them like cooks, and the other one is like the sneaky one. The other one, like, there's like different. Let me see if I can pull them
it's
up.
Like
really
the League of Ricks.
They sound like a bunch of dwarves.
The Yule Lads, that's what they're called.
Yule Lads!
It's like a team.
Yeah.
I love that.
Let me see how many. Yeah, there it consists to be 13. There's 13. They put rewards or punishments in the shoes placed on children on windows sills.
They poop in your shoes.
Yeah, they can. They could. Why not? But that's amazing. 13 little Santas, and like, yeah, people dress up. Oh, they have all their names. Here's the English translation for a couple of them. I'll read them really quick. The sheep caught Claude, the Ghoulie Gawk, Stubby, Spoon Licker, Pot Scraper,
so the seven dwarves,
Door Slammer, Skier Gobbler, Sausage.
What's a Skier Gobbler?
He's the Yule Lad with the affinity for skiers.
Skyr.
Yeah. But then the Sausage Swiper, the Window Peeper, the Doorway Sniffer, the Meat Hook, and the Candle Stealer.
The
Meat Hook usually uses a hook to steal meat.
Okay, and there's also...
You've got a horror movie on your hands.
Did you also call one a meat stroker?
No. The meat hook, the doorway sniffer, the window peeper, the sausage swiper.
Oh, sausage swiper.
Sausage swiper, window peeper, and the meat hook has me the most suspicious.
That sounds like a Saw movie.
Oh, this one's a rough one. The candle stealer follows children in order to steal their candles. which in those days was made of tallow and thus edible. Oh, no, they ate my candle. Oh, that's not what Iceland sounds like, and probably offensive. Yeah. You're welcome, Iceland listeners, the four of you that are there.
Merry Christmas.
But indeed. I do love the 13 Santas. That sounds amazing. That's
funny. Is there like a Maine guy?
I don't know about Maine.
But they all do bizarre sausage things.
Yeah, it kind of...
Gotcha.
They're just a team.
A team.
Yeah.
The
League of Sausage Santas.
Why am I imagining them all tiny? It's creeping me out.
Because elves.
Yeah, right? That's
now,
probably
because now Santa's divided into his elves.
Into his teams, right.
Okay, here it is. Every night, one Yuletide lad visits each child, leaving gifts, or can you guess what the negative is?
Poop.
No.
Coal.
No. I'll give you a hint. It's food related.
Sausage.
Whoa. No.
Oh, that would have been so smart. Yeah. Blood sausage.
No.
Damn it.
Final guess? Anybody?
Wait.
Huh?
No, go ahead.
Rotting potatoes, depending on the child's behavior throughout the year.
Wait, so the degree of rot will determine how bad the kid is.
Yeah, exactly.
I got you.
By the way, that might be my favorite. Like, this is my favorite, I think.
I'm going to get you with a rotten potato.
The Yule Lads, win.
Yeah, but then you can go plant it and you'll get potatoes for the rest of the year.
Rotten potatoes going to yield good potatoes.
This was very fun. Christmas, no matter what, is always very fun to talk about.
Absolutely.
Because everyone's got so many stories.
And it's always
to
such
share.
A positive time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who hates Christmas? What psycho hates Christmas?
Bad monsters.
I remember when I was younger and I was like, I'm so edgy and emo. And I'm like, I don't care about the holidays, but deep inside, I'm like,
yeah, exactly. You can't escape it.
You can't escape it.
Yeah. I would love to experience Christmas internationally. I think that'd be kind of fun one year, even though you want to be around family.
Where would you want to go for Christmas? What's a fun. I mean, you kind of last year.
A little bit.
A little bit.
But Europe would be kind of fun just because it feels more Christmassy than one you know. That'd be kind of fun. Or even though it's like the escapism version of Christmas, a Hawaii Christmas would be fun every once in a while. Yeah. It is hot, but it's just like, it could be a fun Christmas where it's like, what are we doing for Christmas Day? Oh, we're going to the beach.
Yeah.
And it's going to be great because, our Christmas tradition, every Christmas Day, we go see a movie. We always, and then I found out a lot of people
you
do
go
that
out
now.
To see a movie?
Yeah, they're open Christmas
that.
Day. And
that's adorable.
And they, it's only the people who just don't, you know, celebrate Christmas. They work that day and I think they like make more usually, but like, we know we go and see, like I saw Meet the Fockers one Christmas. That was
classic.
Really fun. Aww. Great Christmas movie. Yeah. No, it's just fun. It's a fun Christmas.
Hateful Eight.
Hateful Eight. There I did not go. See that last year.
Well, where would you want to go for Christmas?
Ooh, well, I mean, I do love Japan because they make it very Christmassy. Like I said, they're very consciously commercial, so it's everything's iconically Christmas, so you get to really, really feel it. But you know what? I think for the first time since I moved out to LA, I think I want to go to New York for Christmas.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's so worth experiencing. Not a big fan of Times Square in general, but now everything's so gentrified that you can pretty much walk everywhere and it's all safe and fun. Mm-hmm. So I feel like watching it snow on Christmas near New York City is like definitely a sight. And it makes you feel, I don't know, like it's almost like a drug. Like it gets you all like excited and weird and fuzzy. So
that's cool.
I miss that. And I think maybe I'd want to do that. Either that or Europe, because Europe is like so iconically, I guess, Christmas as well.
Like London. London would be a pretty fun Christmas.
London would be nice.
But even the
stuff
you're talking about, like the little villages, because
they're so much fun.
The villages really got me.
Anything that reminds me of the Christmas villages I used to make with my dad.
Like, that's what it feels like, because they're also a little smaller than like normal, like a normal like building. So you feel like
cozier.
One of them,
I would tower over the buildings. I'd be like Godzilla there.
Exactly, right? You just have to step on the roofs. Yeah. But one of them where you could get drinks was made out of is a big barrel. And I'm like, oh, that's so cute.
Oh, that's
it's
adorable.
A big barrel. It was real cute.
It sounds like Disneyland, honestly.
It is.
Yeah.
That's where I want to go for Christmas.
Disneyland.
Disney
they open on Christmas Day, right?
I don't know.
They should be. Not everybody celebrates Christmas.
I'll just go.
There you go.
It'll
Raina, thank you so much for joining us for this Christmas episode.
Thank you so much for having
it was a
me
lot
on this
fun.
Christmas episode.
There was a lot of memory lane stuff this episode. So
I
hope this feels like a present for everyone who is listening. Whenever you do get a chance to listen to this, I hope you had whatever you celebrated. I know we spoke a lot about Christmas, whatever holiday you celebrate, or if you just don't celebrate at all, I hope you had a good time. And I hope you enjoyed yourself and had a little break. So make sure you spread a little joy by running around. Review for this podcast and checking out everything that Raina's doing over on Twitter and YouTube at Raina Scully. Right?
Yes, that's
where they push to.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Also, since it's a podcast, please go check out the Boys Only Club podcast.
I've been on there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a bad time. We can't get sponsors because we keep saying messed up things.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's fun. No. But DJ, anything you want to push to?
Just check me out at DJ Talks Trash. You can go to, if you want to know more about what I've got coming down the pipeline, you can go to chaostheorycomic.com, find out about the sequel that is coming to Kickstarter in 2018.
That's
so very
change
soon.
The world.
I believe there's still some copies of my comic on there.
If it's not, because it's Christmas Day, we know, but it's getting
But so check out chaostheorycomic.com and follow me at DJ Talks Trash. Sam, what about you?
At Sam Basher, everywhere that you want to look for me, I'm there. I'm over on New Rockstars, but I'm going to be spending some time with the fam, so probably won't be on social media too much.
Yeah.
But thank you guys again. Make sure you check out onlystupidanswers.com, our Patreon, patreon.com/onlystupidanswers, because in 2018, guys, shit's going to get crazy.
Yep.
Thank you, Raina, again.
Thank you so much for having me. That was cool.
Thank
you. That was a very cool radio DJ.
That's why you
DJ
should be a voice actor.
Thank you. I can just do this thing. But thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.